All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got you, Jubal.
Me. All right. Putting the shock collar on while I do that, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
A recent survey found that 40% of arguments during a breakup have to do with stuff you own and who gets to keep it. And the survey also found the most common things that people fight over during the separation. Some of the items that made the top five included who gets the TV and also photographs. Name the other three items that couples who are breaking up fight over. Okay. I'll give you a lifeline. You can ask me about anything. I'll tell you if it's in the top five.
Okay.
I feel like it's right in your wheelhouse, Jubal.
Yeah.
You lived with a lot of girlfriends. Been through. You had to split up a lot of stuff.
I've been through a lot of breakups, but in every single one of them, I was like, I don't care. Just take whatever you need.
Dude, you've given it, some of your pieces amazing.
You get great parting gifts if you break up with me.
I want to date you.
Yeah,
you
fabulous consolation prizes.
But have you ever regretted that? Was there one item that you're like, I wish I wouldn't have let her have that?
Oh, I've regretted all of it.
Oh, okay.
But I've done way extra. I've done way too much.
The most obvious one to me, which you've gone through and you gave this away, was the pet, dude, the dog.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too at first, was pets. People get pets together, and that is always one of the hardest parts of a breakup for people. Who gets to keep the pet?
Because you're emotionally attached. It's like a second child.
I think that's a good one. My thought is also like sweatshirts. I'm
That's
serious.
Funny, but
I have kept many an ex's sweatshirts or hat,
and
they have
been
very upset about it. I'm like, but it's so comfortable.
We lose our hoodies every breakup. It sucks.
Do people argue over pictures? Does anybody want to keep pictures? Oh, you did say pictures.
That was one of the two things that I listed.
Okay. I think they argue over their listening skills, too.
Can you read it again? Yeah, for sure.
This is why we're breaking up, people.
Exactly.
A recent survey found the most common things that people fight over during a bad breakup. Some of the items that made the top five included the TV and photographs. I asked you to name the other three.
What about kitchen appliances that you buy together? Like an expensive juicer or...
Yeah, expensive things in general. If TV's on there, then there's got to be some money-related stuff.
Oh, what about furniture? When you guys are so excited and you move in
furniture
together and you pick out the perfect, you know, look.
Yeah, I kept all the coffee tables. That's
How many coffee tables did you have?
I have like four. They're IKEA ones. You just buy a bunch of them, throw them everywhere in the house. It's great.
I would say furniture is definitely a good one. A pet.
It has to be something in the kitchen, doesn't it? Like... Don't you feel attached to some sort of like dishes you got together or
dishes is good.
What about who keeps the apartment or the place?
Who has to move out?
Like who has to move out? That might be a big deal.
Isn't it always whoever did the damage has to leave? Unless you have like a mutual breakup, then what happens? I never lived with anyone before I moved in with my husband. Yeah.
I'll go with pets, furniture, and dishes.
Ooh,
Jeff.
That was a good
that's
one.
Bold. You didn't even use your lifeline.
Oh, wait. Ask first.
Nah, whatever. I'm just going to go with it.
Renegade.
Yeah.
A recent survey found the most common things that people fight over during a bad breakup. Out of the top five, I gave you the TV and photos. I asked you to name the other three. They are the family pet.
Ooh, okay. Good.
The other one, because you'll obviously both need one of these, is the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Is that kind of furniture, though?
No.
Can you give us that?
Bed is different.
It's a piece of furniture.
I feel like that's furniture.
We can give you that one.
Okay.
Because
that's probably 'cause I got the last one wrong.
The
for sure.
last one is computers and electronic tablets.
Oh.
Both people want to keep those.
I thought computers for a second, but I was like, nah, because everybody has their own computer. But then I thought gaming systems. I was like, everybody has a gaming system. Whatever.
That's
all right, I got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear Grease Lightning by John Travolta. So
as if you need the lyrics.
Sing that before I get shocked. okay, shock colors on.
Like, oh,
go Grease Lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, you're coasting through the stuff.
Grease Lightning, go Grease Lightning.
You're supreme, the chick's cream.
What?
Whoa. Ow!
You sing that so wrong.
The chick's cream for Grease Lightning.
No, actually, the
lyrics. It's a super sexual
song. If you keep reading,
song.
It gets really bad
really?
Down there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep reading
You're
the
so
lyrics.
You're so supreme.
See you later. Today's show was produced by Steve If Ands Boyd. and Jeff and Butts. DeBo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.